There were 1,599 new COVID infections in New South Wales, yet another record. A further 8 people are dead, including 2 at home, who tested positive to COVID after they died. None had been vaccinated. Despite the high caseload in Sydney, beaches across the city were packed as temperatures pushed towards 30 degrees. But Health Minister Brad Hazzard wasn't letting it concern him.
No, I'm concerned about people that are not vaccinated. I think that the fresh air is actually, we know it is the safest place to be at the present time. Dr. Chant and Dr. McAnulty, and I've talked about that many times. So, but I would say to people who are out and about to maintain your social distance and to just be careful, because while we have many more to get to the required number of people who are vaccinated, we do have risks.
77% of the eligible population in New South Wales has now received one dose of a COVID vaccine, while 45% are fully immunised. Dr. Brian Burns from New South Wales Ambulance works in transporting critically ill patients between hospital ICU wards. He says everyone has a responsibility to get vaccinated.
The most common theme with these patients, as you've all heard many times at these press conferences and today, is a non-vaccinated status, and it's awful to see these patients in this condition. Often the people we are retrieving are young, they're previously healthy, and one that stands out to me was a young woman I recently transferred who had just delivered a baby.
In some regional areas, people were emerging from lockdown restrictions, but the rules haven't changed in the west and far west, with 12 new cases in Dubbo, 4 in Bathurst, 10 in Broken Hill and 3 in Wilcannia. As parts of New South Wales start to reopen, the state is also bracing for a peak in infections and hospital admissions. New South Wales Labor leader Chris Minns says it's no time for the government to be scrapping its daily press briefings.
This daily press conference is essential, particularly as we enter October, particularly as many experts believe, in fact, the government has confirmed that October will be the most difficult month the public health system has ever had in New South Wales.
In Victoria, the daily press briefing will be maintained for now as the state sees another sharp increase in new infections. 450 were recorded and only 75 have so far been linked to current outbreaks. There's concern about 10 new cases in regional Victoria just a day after its lockdown was lifted, but the virus spread continues to be concentrated in Melbourne's west and north, with more than 65% of today's new cases from the northern suburbs. Kate Matson is the Deputy Secretary of Victoria's Health Department.
We are seeing more and more where entire households test positive in one day. So it might be 3 people in a house, it might be 8 people in a house.
Meanwhile, Victoria will give pregnant women priority to COVID-19 vaccinations from 24 weeks gestation. Doctors say they're seeing alarming cases of unvaccinated pregnant women presenting with the virus. Director of Obstetric Services at Monash Health, Ryan Hodges, says pregnant women are 5 times more likely to be hospitalised from COVID-19.
There's a 1 in 3 chance that you're going to need oxygen therapy. There's a 1 in 7 chance you're going to be in intensive care. There's a 1 in 2 chance you're going to need emergency delivery of your baby.
Elsewhere, the ACT's COVID outbreak has grown by 15 cases, including 6 people who are infectious in the community. A mine worker from New South Wales has tested positive to COVID in South Australia and has gone into hotel quarantine. And in Queensland, 5 members of the same family who live across 2 households have the virus. A Father's Day visitor from New South Wales is suspected as the infection source. But the government is ruling out any lockdown for now, saying the next 24 to 48 hours will be critical. Queensland's Chief Health Officer is Jeanette Young.
Because we've got this so early, we've got it in the first generation of cases. We've been able to bring all this together and manage it.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.